It's a good day for sitting in meditation, nice and quiet, so let's do that together. So, oftentimes when there's a lot of large-scale problems going on in the world, we can feel quite powerless to do anything, to have any positive impact, let alone find a solution. And sometimes that can get us down. But actually, we can always remember, we always have something we can do. We can always develop in ourselves a positive mind, a mind filled with kindness, a mind filled with energy and joy. Because if we do that, unbeknownst to us, this actually has an impact on the world at large. We may not believe that, we may not see that, but just think how, if we can affect an interaction between us and another person intangibly by the quality of our mind, why wouldn't we be able to impact intangibly the environment and the world at large? At the very least, we can feel the impact it has on our own mind, and that can be enough motivation to do something like this. So, as we sit in meditation, we can feel connected to the wider world. Even if we cannot see it, even if we are geographically in a particular place, our mind knows no bounds. So without being grandiose about it, we can still have this heart of wishing to do our little bit to help the world at large. So today, rather than just do breath meditation, I thought we can spend some time doing mental meditation. Now we begin as usual by making sure our body is comfortable, remembering that this is actually an act of metta, or kindness to ourselves. You can just feel your body, noticing if it's balanced, adjusting if it isn't, and also noticing if our back is straight, and we can pull it up, and then relax so it's not too rigid. It gives us a feeling of being centered and alert. Relax our back, especially if you're working this morning. Our shoulders, where we can carry a lot of tension unknowingly. Our neck, which supports our all-important head, where we live most of our life. So adjusting your head so it's balanced, not too forward, not too back. And relaxing your face. Taking time to smooth out all the little muscles. You can smile, see what happens when you do that. And you rather just feel friendlier to yourself and to everybody else when you do that.
letting go to whatever happened this morning, yesterday, last week, whatever. It's all the same, it's all past, done and dusted. Letting go of all worries and questions about the future. Next week, tomorrow, and even the very next moment. Who knows? Who cares? Begin by thinking of our nearest and dearest, that is ourselves. Now look inside your mind. Is there anything troubling you, worrying you, bothering you, even a small thing? Just feel that tension, if it's there. And if it's not, that's good. But if it is, just wish to yourself, may I be free. Tension, free of any stress, free of any anxiety, any hurt or resentment. May I be able to let it go? Ask yourself as it happens. Anything I may have done unskillfully, yesterday, in the past, whatever. Can I be able to just forgive myself for that? Knowing it's alright to make mistakes, that it's human to make mistakes. And I'm still learning and growing. Doing the best I can. And being happy with that. But I know I've tried my best. And anything else is an expectation or an ideal I've just made up in my mind that I fall short of. And if we drop that ideal, then there's nothing to forgive. Just being content with where we are and how we are, trusting ourselves that we're trying our best. Thank you. feeling, letting the ideals go. I'm really happy with what is. If we feel lightening of our hearts, even a little, we can notice that. Notice what brought that on. Now we can think of someone might have done something to us that caused us any kind of negativity, even just a small one. It might be easier to start with something that small. This may be a false word, a wrong move, something that ruffled our feathers just a little bit. Develop a perception that this person is also trying their best. Regardless of what we think, regardless of our ideas and expectations of how they should act, especially towards us, forgetting that part and just remembering that, like us, it's an uphill battle to help in the wholesome and letting go of the unwholesome. So if we slip, it's natural. If they slip, it's natural. This is tough work we're doing. So isn't it great we're even trying? Remembering that. See if we can look at them with new eyes in our mind as we think of them now. Wishing that they be free of any stress or worry or hurt or whatever may be behind their still unskillful actions. Offering some understanding, some empathy. Short session. Let's just turn our attention now just to the world at large, all beings in it. Understanding how we are all friends in old age, sickness, and death. sharing the same predicament of being born. So just as we wish for our own happiness, safety, peace, and ease, let us wish for all of us in the same boat, same planet, same universe. May we all be free of all anxiety, all fear, all unhappiness, all suffering. I'm wishing in our own hearts, outwards, in all directions, to all beings whose hearts are really no different from ours, may our sincere aspirations for everyone's well-being be a cause for its arising. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings live with ease.